Hey, this is Chris Johnson. Not that long ago, I did a podcast about how surprises can be a little bit fucking overrated, especially if it's like a surprise wedding. One place, though, where surprises are kind of okay is birthdays. I don't ever want a fucking surprise birthday, so fuck that shit. Don't ever fucking do that for me, please. I'm getting this out there right now because I've seen a couple of these over the last couple years, especially when you get to like a certain age, like 40. Do not, under any fucking circumstances, have a surprise birthday for me. That type of surprise, not a fucking chance. I don't want anything to do with it. I got to prepare myself if I'm going to fucking go out, or if I'm going to fucking see people, or people are going to be over, or any of that shit. So I don't want any type of surprise birthday party. But I'll go to one. And one was scheduled. One was scheduled for today, actually. The day that I'm recording this, it was scheduled for today. It was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But then there was a big fucking snowstorm, and I don't get up until fucking late. So I got my ass up at like 2:15, which is early for me. I got up early for this, but I had to like shovel my fucking car out, and there were like feet of snow outside. So it took me a little while. So I fucking drive over there. It's like maybe 3:15. Drive up to the house. There's only one car there, and I'm thinking, what the fuck is this? This doesn't look like no fucking party. But then I thought at the same time, like, well, maybe it's really secretive. Maybe they got the cars parked elsewhere. Maybe they just fucking shuttled people in. And there's only one car out front just to throw people off the scent. So I walk to the door and I turn the knob and that motherfucker's locked. This doesn't seem right. What is happening here? It looks like there are people home. I see lights on in the residence, but I can't get in. So I pull out my phone. I send a text. I'm like, yo, I'm outside. Door's locked. Like 30 seconds go by. I'm thinking, should I just leave? That'd be weird. Because what if there is something going on? Then I'm just going to fucking bounce? Then it's like, hey, where the fuck was Chris Johnson? Was he invited? Yes, he just didn't show. No, I showed. I was just locked out of the party. I didn't want to bang on the windows. Because there are certain circumstances where you don't want to make a scene or don't want to like be late. I used to be like that when I was in college. Like if I woke up late, I had to get to class like as it was getting started. If class was already going on, my ass is not walking in late. I'm not fucking disrupting shit. I'm not being that fucking guy. So there was one time I missed the bus. There were like buses around campus. I mean, you could walk your ass, but if you woke up late or if you didn't want to walk, like you were a lazy fuck. But I missed the bus. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just kind of walk briskly to class. I should still make it. I have enough time. But I got there and the door was closed. I peeked in. I saw everybody sitting there and I saw like the back of the professor's head and he was talking. And I thought, nah, fuck it. I'm leaving. And I went home. I didn't go in. I didn't open the fucking door. I was at like a frat party later that night and I saw some drunk fat fucking asshole. And he's like, hey, man. He was in my class. He's like, did you stick your head in the window today and then look around and then leave? I was like, you're absolutely right, I did. You're goddamn right. I wasn't going to go in there. He thought it was the coolest thing he's ever heard in his life. But like, if the party was going on, I'm not going to like bang on the windows. Like, maybe they didn't want me inside. And then the garage door opens up and there's just like one person standing in there. And it's like, sorry, you're the only one we didn't call. Surprise, there's no party. The surprise, there's no party trick. I didn't even know that was a thing until today. Holy shit. Apparently the person the party was for was in Florida, and then because the weather was so bad, the flight got fucking delayed. So they're like driving back up, so they went around. Everybody else got a notification, but Chris Johnson got forgot. They felt really bad. Like, I'm not mad at them for this happening. They were like, oh, I'm so sorry we made you drive out here. Like, well, it's a couple miles. It's not like I fucking drove across the state or some shit. I had to dig my fucking car out anyway. Like, what the fuck? Whatever. It's no big deal. We'll do it next time. But I thought, that made me think. It made me think that even with family members, that Chris Johnson's high on people's lists. He's not at the top. He's not at the let them know the party's getting canceled top. He's not at the, like, we have to remind everybody, don't forget to fucking tell Chris. He's not at that level. Somebody was talking to me about this recently. I don't remember how it even came up. But she was like, you know, your friends or whatever. And I was like, meh, close friends? Eh, not really. And I described it like this. I'm on a lot of people's lists. I'm on a lot of people's top 10 lists. You got like a fucking top 10 list of people like, hey, we got shit going on. Who are we gonna ask? Let's fucking create a list of 10 people. I'm on a fair amount of lists, but I don't think I crack many top fives. I'm always that fringe guy. Like, bring him over, invite him. He'll be a good time. We'll have some laughs. But like, if it was gonna be like an intimate party, then we're not gonna call him. You know, if it's just like a family thing or like a couple's thing, like, Christian's gonna be left out. And for the most part, I'm pretty comfortable with that. But sometimes it's like, hey, goddammit, why the fuck aren't I at the top of anybody's fucking list? I wasn't even at the top of my fucking wife's list. That's why I'm fucking divorced. I wasn't at the top of my parents' list. I probably was. There was probably like a small window between when I was born and when my sister was born where I was at the top of my parents' list. You know, it probably even goes back before that. It's probably like when I was born and then the precise realization that my father had to, wait, take care of this child? Then I wasn't out at the top of the list anymore. It was probably like booze, drugs, hiding cocaine in my fucking music speakers, and then my son, Chris Johnson. Sometimes I just want to be at the top of somebody's fucking list. It's a problem with relationships too. Never been at the top of anybody's list. Hey, I'm going to go with Chris Johnson for a little bit. A couple times is enough. Fuck you, son. You're not going to give me a reason why? No, I'm not. You know why? Because you're not high enough on the list. If you're high enough on the list, then you're going to get explanations. You're going to get rationale. You're going to get, you know, a little bit of inside info. You're going to be important enough to somebody for them to tell you why. And this is going way off the fucking beaten path to, you know, a family member just forgetting to shoot me a text. But that's the truth, goddammit. That's the truth. There's going to be another party soon. It's not going to be a surprise party. Unless, you know, it doesn't happen again and I show up, then it'll be another surprise for me. I'll be back, though, Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm on Apple Podcast. I'm on Google Play. I'm on Spotify. The main site is Podbean. I'm on the website or the app there. You can download my fucking ass, carry me around in your pocket. You can catch me on Twitter, Johnson Hates You. Instagram, if you want to see me in some pictures and videos, check me out in maybe 5 minutes. And I'm going to keep putting the podcast on my Facebook timeline, too. Just log on to Facebook and find me.